Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In this week's parsha, we hear about the birth and the early lives of Yaakov and Esav. And Chazal and the Mefarshim look at the lives of Yaakov and Esav, not only as individuals, but also through the lens of Jewish history. Their lives do not just represent their own personal experiences, but also, primarily, they represent what will happen to our two nations. And with that introduction and in that context, the Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Toldos in Parsha Samach Gimel Piskates says the following. The Torah says in Parshas Vayishlach, in Breishis Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Tes, that Edom is a descendant of Esav. Edom is often associated with Rome. And the Medrash says that a certain ruler from Edom, from Esav, approached the Chachamim and asked the following question: who will rule after us? And the Medrash says that one of the Chachamim brought out a clean, new parchment and brought a pen, a quill, and wrote the following words from our parsha describing the birth of Yaakov as an answer to that question. The Torah says that Esav was born first, and then Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Chaf Vav, V'Achrichein Yatsa Achiv V'Yado Ochezes Ba'akev Esav. After Esav was born, his brother left the womb, holding on to the heel of Esav. That's what this Chacham wrote on this new blank parchment. Yaakov was born second, with his hand on the heel of Esav, and that's why he's called Yaakov. His whole life, both personally and nationally, is holding on to the heel of Esav. And so, as an answer to this ruler's question about who will rule after Esav loses power, after Edom loses power, what's the answer? V'achrichein yatsa achiv v'yado ochezes ba'akev Esav. In the end, however long it takes, Yaakov will be there, holding on to the heel of Esav, ready to take over. And that's the Medrash. However, why did the Medrash say that the Chacham wrote out this pasuk on a clean, new piece of parchment? Why is that significant? Why couldn't he just say the pasuk? And if he's going to write it, why wouldn't he write it on an old piece of parchment? These questions are asked by Rav Simcha Bunim Sofer, who died in 1906. He became the Rosh Yeshiva of the Pressburg Yeshiva after his father, the Ksav Sofer, passed away in 1871. And the Ksav Sofer was the son of Rav Moshe Sofer, the Chasim Sofer, who died in 1839. So Rav Simcha Bunim Sofer is the grandson of the Chasim Sofer. And this is found in Rav Simcha Bunim Sofer's book on the Chumash, Sha'arei Simcha, on Parshas Toldos, and he offers the following beautiful explanation. Very often when a person is healed or cured from Yisurin Chas V'Shalom, when a person is freed from painful challenges that they had been suffering in their life, God forbid, very often they'll be very grateful and for being freed from those challenges. Very often they'll even celebrate the fact that they no longer suffer from those Yisurin. However, those celebrations and those expressions of gratitude will be mixed with a tinge of sadness and pain, because the celebrations will remind them of how hard it was. The mental anguish will not have been extinguished completely. That's usually the case. However, Rav Simcha Bunim Sofer says that that will not be the case with the ultimate Geula. God willing, when the time comes soon for this current Galus to end, and for Yaakov to finally let go of the heel, when we are finally rid of this painful and challenging Galus, the beauty and splendor that will come with the Geula will be so powerful, so positive, overwhelmingly positive. The Simcha will be complete and whole, without any hint of sadness of the past. It'll be like turning a new page in history, a brand new page, a blank page of history. And that's what the Chachamim showed this ruler. When Hashem decides that your time here is done, not only will Bnei Israel survive and thrive, but the past will be just that. The past. No combination of happiness with a tinge of pain when we remember what things used to be like. A new blank page of history will be written, God willing. Rav Simcha Bunim says that that's what Yeshayahu Hanavi says in Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Nun Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ufduye Hashem Yeshuvun, the ransom nation of Hashem will return. Uva'u Tzion Berina, they're going to return to Tzion singing happily. V'simcha Olam al Rosham, and they will experience everlasting happiness. Sason v'simcha yasigun, they will achieve, they will acquire happiness and celebration. And Nasu Yagon Va'anacha, sorrow and sighing will flee away completely, a complete removal of that sadness. And that is how some Mefarshim explain the Pasuk in Tehillim that we know so well. In Tehillim, in the very beginning of Mizmor Kuf Chaf Vav, David HaMelech describes what the future holds for us. Shir HaMa'alos B'Shuv Hashem Es Shivas Tzion Hayinu Kechol Mim. When Hashem returns the exiled back to Tzion, Hayinu Kechol Mim, we will be like dreamers. Many Mefarshim explain these beautiful words in various powerful ways. The Radak, Rav David Kimchi, who died in 1235, explains these words just as we have been discussing. When the Geula comes, our painful past will be like a dream, a hazy, blurry dream, as if it almost never happened. And that's what we daven for the Geula to come today, so that we too can start writing on a blank, brand new page in history. Have an amazing day, everyone!